Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Salini Impregilo first half 2018 financial results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabrizio Rossini, Head of Investor Relations of Salini Impregilo. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Salini Impregilo first semester 2018 earnings conference call. Our call today is hosted by Pietro Salini, Chief Executive Officer, together with Massimo Ferrari, CFO and General Manager. Before we start, let me remind you of the usual housekeeping safe harbor notice. Any forward-looking statements embedded in today's presentation and conference call remarks are based on our current expectations and planning assumptions, subject to risks and uncertainties. The actual results may differ materially due to factors mentioned in the press release issued today and discussed in the call. Let me also remind you that a recording file of today's presentation will be available shortly after the call and can be accessed through the IR section of our website. And with that, let me turn over the call to Pietro Salini, CEO, for his presentation. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. And for those who join us from across the Atlantic, good morning. Thank you for taking the time to participate in this conference call devoted to our first half 2018 results. Slide 3. Before we start our comments on this semester performance, allow me to speak briefly about the strategy evolution and the relevant transition our group is currently undergoing. First of all, let me reconfirm our vocation as a pure infrastructure player and as a leader of that. Our focus has been and will continue to be on large, complex civil infrastructure projects. We will concentrate our efforts on three main areas, which we consider multi-domestic markets from our group. United States, our number one country by volumes, Middle East, and Australia. Ideally, we envisage that each of these regions will account for about a third of our sales, reaching an efficiently balanced matrix of good returns tempered with a limited risk exposure. In terms of sector footprint, in the areas such as hydro, where we are number one in the world, and metro rail, for which we can boast an impressive track record, we'll continue to pursue projects everywhere in the world. Lately, we have spoken extensively about the refocusing of our U.S. strategy. United States continue to offer outstanding opportunities for infrastructure companies. Therefore, we took the decision to proceed further in that direction, repositioning Lane for this target, freeing up resources with the sale of the plants and paving in order to be able to invest more in reinforcing our footprint into the U.S. Dynamic management of our asset portfolio is key to create value. This process has proved very beneficial for the group in the past, providing precious resources to finance its growth and expansion. We intend to continue to leverage this opportunity going forward. Finally, we are studying a plan of efficiencies that can be introduced in our articulated and complex structure. Centralization of several functions, we successfully completed that for procurement and HR, careful CapEx planning process, improving inventory management, and finally, optimization of overhead are all actions that will provide significant contribution to the P&L. Slide 4. Let's comment our commercial performance. When considering all the new orders that we received in the last 4 years, we have passed the very respectable threshold of 25 billion euros. On top of that, we achieved an average of book-to-bill of 1.16, which is higher than the target of 1.1 times that we set for each year of our business plan. Slide 5, boost of commercial activity. We see a very strong pipeline full of new projects that are coming up for either award awaiting outcome, private negotiation, or tender. As you can see, the bulk of our commercial pipeline in the second half refers to projects located in the United States and Asia, Australia. We are actually looking with strong interest at these two regions for their upbeat economic outlook and very promising perspective of their infrastructure spending in reduced risk environment. Slide 6, let's take a look at the evolution of our market presence over time. 4 years ago, we were mostly concentrated in Europe and Africa. Back in 2014, those two regions made up two-thirds of our total revenues. There was also Latin America at 14%, and our presence in the United States was limited to a mere 3%. Today, the weight of Europe and Africa has halved to 36%, while the United States has come to represent 23%, and the Middle East 28%, without plants and paving contribution for the U.S. figures. Australia, slide 7. One of our most recent markets we find particularly promising is Australia. We consider it a very interesting market, not only for its very dynamic economy, which shows an average growth rate of 4% a year, but also for the ambitious program of infrastructure investment being pursued by the government that has recently established. And Australia is rich in opportunities. In the coming months, we will be participating in tenders together worth more than $10 billion Australian dollars for three big projects in the road, railway, and water sector. Slide 8. In Australia, we have completed the SkyTrain Bridge in Sydney, a prominent part of what will be the country's first fully automated light rail system known as Sydney Metro Northwest. I'm particularly proud of this project because it received the highest rating assigned by the Infrastructure Sustainability Council of Australia for its sustainable impact on the environment. We are also working in Perth on the Forestfield Airport Link, a $1.1 billion Australian dollar project that will greatly contribute to reducing urban traffic and air pollution. We are investing for the long term in Australia, establishing special programs for engineers with the Australian University. Slide 9, refocusing on our U.S. activities, transforming lane. As we have mentioned on several occasions, the United States represents our main and most important market. It is one that is full of opportunities and where we want to apply even greater focus. We have decided to leverage effectively our asset base, opting to sell lanes, plants, and paving unit. Proceeds from the sale will help strengthen our position in the U.S. Once completed the divestment, lane construction will be reorganized to have a leaner structure, strengthened with new people, skilled engineers, necessary to front our ambitious expansion plan in the large infrastructure sector. Lane is presently concentrating on key states with very high infrastructure budgets like Texas, California, Florida, and New York, where we have opened a regional office. In the U.S., one of the most important projects we are following is the Texas Bullet Train, an high-speed train line between Houston and Dallas. The investment is estimated at $15 billion and stands to become the first high-speed train service in the country. We have completed the feasibility study and we are waiting for a decision to be taken on this investment by 2019. Slide 10. The evolution of our strategy in the U.S. is seeing the dynamic management of our assets. With the planned divestment of the plants and paving, we intend to extract value selling a non-core asset in order to free up resources to fund the growth of our core construction business. Our track record in managing our asset portfolio over time has indeed been quite a strong one. Since the group inception, we have sold €1.7 billion worth of assets, generating substantial returns. Plants and paving is a primary producer of hot mixed asphalt with a diversified production footprint on the East Coast and Texas. It is developed around high infrastructure investment regions and large metropolitan areas. Plants and paving has a run rate sales of approximately $700 million and is virtually debt-free. As our captive use of this material presently amounts to only 5%, we do not consider this unit as a core asset. On the other hand, market has been quite receptive towards these industrial concerns, and the construction material segment has seen a robust revaluation over the last couple of years, with multiples currently ranging around 9 times EBITDA. We have also already been receiving several expressions of interest for this unit from several players in the market, and negotiations have recently entered into an advanced stage for which we can expect to update the market later this summer. With this, let me give the floor to Massimo Ferrari to comment first half financial performance. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Pietro, and good afternoon to everyone. Let's review now more in details the business and financial performances for the first half 2018, starting with some comments on the top line and margin performance. Underlying figures presented, and you can see the slide 12, consider the results of Lane joint venture and plant and paving business line by line. In addition, for comparison reasons, revenues, EBITDA and EBIT for the first half 2017 in currency other than euro have been restated by applying the average exchange rate of the first half 18. Revenues in the first half 18 amounted to 2.8 billion, in line with the ones of the same period last year. EBITDA stood at approximately 207 million, compared with 215 million first half 17. EBITDA margin was 7.3 against 7.7 in the first half 17. Let me remind you that first half 17 results and marginality, of course, benefited of one-off item related to the resolution of a litigation for the Setin project in Turkey with an impact of some 30 million at EBITDA level. EBIT stood at approximately 105 million, substantially in line with the results achieved in the first half 17. Moving below the EBIT line, you can see slide 13. We find many positive trends. We got a significant improvement in our net income for the first half 18, coming to 65 million, about 6 times the net income for the same period last year. Earnings before tax increased by 52 million, almost doubling against last year, driven primarily by successful reduction of financial charges by 26% and a positive forex effect of 15 million net. This compares with a forex loss of 49 million in the first half of 2017. On this point, let me remind you that despite short-term swings, profit and loss resulting from exchange rate fluctuations end up being neutral through the long run. As you know, we have already put in place a natural hedging practice as we include in our contracts with the client a portion of the payment in local currency in order to cover costs. We also reminded that more than 75% of revenues are denominated in currency other than euro. Let me remind you that we will publish also a full year result for 2018 in dollars at the end of this year. On slide 14, you can see the very good progress we managed to achieve in reducing financial charges from 73 million first half 17 to 53 million. This drop is mainly due to lower bank charges thanks to the successful refinancing deal announced and closed in October 17. Given that more than 80% of our residual corporate debt is secured at a fixed rate interest, let me emphasize that financial charges are expected to decrease further after the repayment of the 283 million bond expiring in August, already financed last year. Moving on to slide 15, let's take a look at the positive effect stemming from significant refinancing operation we took in place in October. Last October, the refinancing allowed us to push back 85% of our debt maturities, now starting from 2021, and helping us to reduce following the reimbursement of the bond issued in 2013, our cost debt to an outstanding level of 2.5%, which is equal to an investment grade level cost of debt up to now. Turning to the last slide, 16, you can see the net financial position and the total gross debt. We kept the total gross debt level at the same amount that we had in June 17. We had and we closed the first half with the net financial position at 1.1 billion. You can see the bridge with the net financial position we had in first half 17. You have to consider the Venezuela write-down of financial credit that we had last year, the Forex effect, the difference that you can see is close to 200 million, that is a typical seasonal effect that we can manage in the second half of the year. We can leave to the Q&A section. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maria. You can now open the floor to questions.
Thank you. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Bruno Permutti of Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Good evening. I have some questions. The first one, I apologize. You probably said that I didn't catch the kind of adjustment in the EBIT line between 105 and 116, if you can probably repeat it. And then I wanted to ask you something about Lane. What is the outlook above all in terms of operating profitability that you see for Lane this year, so if we have to expect something more or less in line with 2017, or if the change in the focus to the big project is going to bring a change also in the expected profitability of the business of Lane ex plant and pavings. As for the plant and pavings, if it is possible to have some indication of where the plants of the plants and paving division are located in the US, in the USA. If you are looking for the disposal to a business which could be complementary to that, or if you're looking more to a company which is already present in the industry. And if you believe, looking at the construction companies, the U.S. construction companies, if you believe that CPI Road could be a comparable for your plants and paving division.
So thank you, Bruno. Let me start with from the last questions regarding Lane. We expected total marginality for Lane around 2% for 2018. Of course, if we are going as we expect to sign and to close the disposal in 2018, we are going to make a new plan for the large project and for the Lane activity, of course, for the last months of 2018, but mainly 19, 20, and 21. We expect to have more resource, financial resources to invest in the expansion of the large project. Regarding the plant location, we have around 45 plants, mainly located in the East Coast with a very strong presence in some states. We received many interest from U.S. and non-U.S. company. You mentioned a listed company named CPI Road that is a good proxy for our plant segment, plant division of Lane in terms of revenues and in terms of marginality. You asked a reconciliation on the EBIT. Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes, sorry for that, but I didn't catch the difference between the adjusted EBIT, first half EBIT of 116, and the stated EBIT at 105.
Okay. This comes from the classification under the IFRS 5 of the plant and paving segment. You can see in the line asset for disposal or something like that, asset for sale, where you see you can find the net result of the plant and paving division for the first half and also the household.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Alessandro Tortora of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good evening to everybody. First of all, I understood that clearly the disposal process of the plant and paving unit is ongoing. What I would like to understand is what we need basically to do with, let's say, the 2018-19 targets that you updated some months ago, both in terms of sales and EBIT. Second question is on the cash flow generation. If you can give us an idea of basically the capex that you spent in this first half and let's say also an indication for the full year on this side. And the last question is on the restatement that you made on the 2017 figures for the first half. So just to make it clear, so basically applying the IFRS 5 plus the IFRS 15, and therefore taking out, I guess, the contribution of the plant and paving, we have around 200 million less revenues for the 2017 numbers. Thanks.
For the first half, you mean?
Beh, sì.
Yeah, that's right. So starting from the cash flow, then I leave it to Pietro for the other. The other question, we got a significant improvement in CAPEX investment in the first half, and we expect to keep this improvement in the second half. This is what Pietro mentioned before. We started to manage centrally, as we started also for the procurement process, and this brings a significant effect in terms of total capex expected for 2018. In the first half, we had around 40 million of capex investment. Regarding the guidance for 2018 and also
Of course, at the time being, we confirm it, even if the pipeline of the order it can give, let's say, some figures which are around the one we have given on the market. Maybe we can be shy of that, of 100 million, 150 million. I think that this is not significant for the results, because the targets that we gave in terms of, let's say, net profit are going much better than what has been given. And also that impact, which is very significant in terms of cash from the sale of the asset in the U.S., in either in terms of cash and in terms of net profit, will be a significant boost on what are our expected results for the year time.
Okay, and just sorry, a quick follow-up. Clearly, you know, you mentioned that the top line was turnover was overall flat. Okay, in this first half. And you commented, let's say, revenue transformation, let's say, a bit lower than expected. Can you give us, let's say, a bit more color on this? Because even, let's say, taking the target for this year, clearly you were expecting, let's say, a much stronger pace of growth and transformation of your existing orders. Thanks.
Well, what I said to you, I mean that, of course, we cannot foresee exactly the days or the month in which a single contract is assigned, and especially dealing with large contracts, the difference in one assignment or in one award for one month to the other, which takes decision for a client, can induce on one single year some difference, which of course into the average you cannot foresee with that type of timely precision. St. Villas, for instance, that we have signed some months ago, some delays into the starting for authorization into the market, or we may see some delays onto the Italian Kochiv that may affect, of course, some of the production and, of course, the EBITDA, which is related to that. We also have seen some delays into the Ethiopian works, which are in a way may have some slowdown. But I think that everything else is going the same way. So what I see now is what I just given as an indication, that we may have some delays into the turnover and of course into the EBITDA, which is really absolute, of course, not margin wise. But what I see very important in transformation, it is this refocusing of the activity into the U.S. The very high impact sale of this asset, which if you see on the numbers, which have we are talking of a very significant impact either in terms of cash and in terms of net profit for the bottom line. So I think this is the most significant items for the company for this year. Together with the boost into the net profit, which is going apart from the one that is deriving from the sale of the asset, which is better than we given as a guidance that time. So this is, I think, is the numbers, and of course all the other lines of the balance sheet are beneficial, getting the benefit of that.
Okay, thanks.
The next question is from Marco Pipari of Fidentiis. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. I have one question on Lane. It is possible to know the EBITDA contribution of Lane on group EBITDA in first half 2018, excluding plants and paving. Thank you.
Sorry, you asked the first half 18, right?
First half, yeah.
Totally, it's negative around 30 million, including, of course, plant and paving. This is a typical seasonal effect. And as we mentioned, also for the full year results, we invested a lot in commercial activity, so we have an expansion of the overheads. That we will work on if we succeed in the disposal, restructuring all the organization of Lane in order to focus it on large project business.
But this loss, 30 million, exclude or include the plants and paving? Sorry, I didn't know.
No, include. Include
plants and paving. But excluding plant and paving, what is the EBITDA of Lane?
Oh, it's a small contribution, the plant and paving in the first half, because we have a part of the production, the typical start of on May. Most of the production will come in the summer months and September mainly.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Negative by 30 million.
30 million, yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Marco. Next question,
The next
Maria?
Question is from Giuseppe Papelli of Equita. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. I have some clarification to ask. First of all, at EBIT level, I would like to understand if plants and paving ended the first half with minus 20 million. Is it correct? Because this is something that is, let's say, lighting in the press release. I would like only to understand if that's correct.
Sorry, Giuseppe, can you repeat the questions?
Yes, I would like to understand if the plants and paving lost something like 20 million in the first half. Is it correct? At the EBIT level?
No,
the press release is highlighting that there are costs referred to plants and paving that are worth 20 million, and I would like to understand if this 20 million is included at EBITDA or EBIT level.
No, sorry, I understood. 20 million are the general expenses that are not allocated in IFRS 5, that are district general expenses that we have to restructure after the disposal. The net result of the plant and paving division, the first half, is minus 10.
Okay.
Thank you, Giuseppe.
And considering Lane, you highlighted what is the let's say the revenues of the perimeter that you are going to sell. And let's say, can you give us also a rough idea on what is the EBIT or the EBITDA margin on this perimeter? And then I have some other questions. The first one is on minorities, because I saw that minorities are positive, so highlighting that some contracts are in
right. Yeah.
And another point is on the net financial position trend. Let's say, considering the improvement in Forex, that is also highlighted at P&L level, and considering also that you used in the last 6 months the advances in Ethiopian beer, I would have expected a little bit better trend in net financial position trend. What am I missing on my picture?
Okay, so starting from minorities, you are right. The trend of minorities overall is decreasing, but we had some projects that were in losses, so we are taking back the losses of the other partners. Regarding the marginality of the plant and paving, let me no comment on that. We can give just an average of the sector, also yes, considering other peers, it's in a range between 7-10% of EBITDA margin. Regarding the advance payment, we kept overall quite the same amount of the stock of the advance payment, with just if I not remember wrong, around 40 million of decrease. We are waiting for the advance payment for the new projects that we got in 2017 that we hope to get in the second half of the year. So what I miss from your question, what else?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Giuseppe.
The next question is from Francesco Sala of Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. I wonder whether we can assume in the second half of the year a similar trend in terms of net debt, similar to the second half of 2017, obviously without taking into account the disposal of the paving business of Lane. Thank you.
Yeah. We assume that, and we are committed on that trend for the second half.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered this time.
Thank you, Maria. I think we can conclude our conference call for today. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.